WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump's new pick for Attorney General is Pam Bondi. She'll be hitting Capitol Hill shortly, talking to the senators who will decide on her confirmation. ABC's Jonathan Carl with more on another cabinet pick not yet announced.
Treasury's the last big one to come, and we expected a decision on this days ago. Trump has interviewed the finalists, there's four of them, several times. I am told that there is a major disagreement that has broken out among the transition over who they think Trump should pick. It's been described by one Trump advisor as a knife fight, but of course, ultimately, this decision will be one person and one person's to make alone, and that's Donald Trump.
Ukraine's parliament has canceled a session that was to have been today as security tightens following a new ballistic missile launched by Russia that threatens to escalate the conflict once more. Major storm moving through Northern California. It's dropped heavy snow and record rain, flooding some areas, raising the risk of more rock slides. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Well, our snow didn't stick around. That's kind of what we expected, though. If you were out driving around yesterday, especially while it was snowing, you could see people really trying to get their sea legs back and figure out that winter driving again. Our next chance for some snow, probably some rain too, is Monday. And the language is changing this year around winter weather. The National Weather Service is using some new terminology. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The NWS took away the wind chill advisories, watches, and warnings, and are now switching over to cold weather alerts. For example, wind chill watches will now be called an extreme cold watch, while what was once known as wind chill warnings will now go by extreme cold warnings. Matt Friedline at the National Weather Service says,
because what would happen in the structure that we had been in was you could have the winds usher in the cold air in, say, January, and the wind chill headlines are out, but then the winds end, but then some of the coldest temperatures happen in the wake of that, and there'd be no headlines from us in the Weather Service. So even though it would still be dangerous out, cold is cold is the approach here and the simplification.
And this week is Winter Weather Awareness Week, which is a good time to know where all of your cold and snowy gear is. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A Wisconsin resort has been named one of the best in the country for cross-country skiing. Every year, USA Today puts out the Reader's Choice Awards, naming the top 10 of all kinds of things. And in the cross-country skiing category, Minocqua Winter Park ranked number 4. It's got more than 50 miles of trails for people of all skill levels. Another local favorite took second place, although technically not in Wisconsin. Lots of our skiers here enjoy it. ABR Trails in Ironwood, Michigan is just barely over the border in the Upper Peninsula. You can find more on our website, WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks host the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Pacers tonight at Fiserv Forum. After a horrible start, the Bucks have won 4 of their last 5, getting more points from Brook Lopez, head coach Doc Rivers.
It's funny, we're talking about Brook today, and I made the comment, you just can't ever lose faith in him because you know he can shoot the ball, and you know eventually it's going to happen. I come into the facility yesterday evening. I'm the only one in there. Brook was the only other guy in there shooting. It was a really cool thing just watching him shoot over and over and over again.
College football, the Badgers are off to Nebraska to play the Cornhuskers tomorrow, game time at 2:30. Sunday, it's the Packers and the 49ers at Lambeau Field. Tucker Kraft on losing in the playoffs last season to San Francisco.
Yeah, last year was a tough game because we had them beaten so many categories, and then we lose the game. So coming out this week and just trying to maximize every opportunity, that's going to be the main game plan.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be cloudy today with a high right around 44 this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, 31. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 43 for a high on Sunday. Mostly cloudy and a bit warmer with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area, also Civic Media's political editor. And as always, we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 11.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller. You say what you want to say.
This investigation began under Donald Trump.
Okay, and all during, the bottom line is the DOJ said there's nothing there.
They said they didn't have enough to indict. That shouldn't be
the standard. No, it's a charge, dear.
Thank you for the prompting.
I'm just going to stop it right here because we're not going to get off on a wrong foot. Please do not address a grown woman as dear in a condescending tone. Do not do that at my table.
Thank you, Abby Phillip. Can I just say, let's celebrate our first scalp, because you know what? We're just getting warmed up. Goodbye, raping the forehead. Goodbye! Can I take a moment to say Viva la Resistance?
Oui.
Ha-ha! We have our first scalp!
Let us celebrate.
So, the je ne sais quoi, I can see it. Who is it? Isaiah Martin said, you just saw a preview of the next 4 years. We fought back against Gates and we won. Trump's dealing with very small margins in Congress and we will block a lot when we get loud enough. Buckle up, stay focused, let's get to work. LFG. Learn what that meant during the campaign.
Yeah.
So Matt Gaetz just pulled his nomination for AG. See what happens when we don't surrender? Our pressure got to him. Keep it up for these other hacks Trump nominated. Fight back. Just reading thoughts from the Twitters and the threads. MAGA learned a lesson today on how little their margin is. Not a mandate. So you can't have every hack you want to run the government. Gates, your favorite, got crushed and we're just getting started. Oh, I loved all the sneery cat turdy.
Yes.
Okay, you still live. Matt Gaetz is going to be your new AG. Ha ha! We have a scalp! Our friends at Midas Touch, Gates backing out of running for AG is a big sign that even in this new Trump era, your voice matters. When you see injustice or corruption, do not let anyone silence you. Get loud, make noise. We won't win every battle or even most, but you won't win any if you don't try. Thank you! I'm going to swing that scalp around all day long. Doesn't it just tell you, though, that just he's a bumbling, incompetent idiot? Mm-hmm. He's the great and powerful Oz. He is not. Oh, my God. Right? It's like this, all this, like, overconfidence that we have a mandate and we're going to shove anybody in we want to. Right? It's just, there is a line still.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing my justice shirt. We have a sliver of justice. We'll talk to Glenn Kirshner.
Thank you, Mitch McConnell.
Uh-huh. I mean, who knows which part of the dam? It's right after
Chuck Grassley, too.
They were about to release the report. Yeah. It's obviously damaging AF.
Of course.
It was right there when they were going to release the report, which they still should do, or someone should leak it.
Chuck Grassley was asking for it for the Senate before Matt Gaetz pulled away.
Right. And then I think CNN was reporting about the girl.
The threesome?
Sex. Yeah. No, sex twice with the same high school girl.
CNN was about ready to break the story about the threesome with the 17-year-old girl.
Okay.
I don't know which story is which, but the one girly heads. Okay. All right. I loved it. This is, by the way, they say we're in a bubble and out of touch. Matt Gaetz said, I had excellent meetings with senators yesterday. I appreciate their thoughtful feedback, which I'm guessing was off. And then when you get to the top of Off Mountain, just keep, you know, hang off into infinity.
And we know where that's from.
Right. That's from Grace and Frankie.
Thank you. No, that's Shut Up Mountain. This is, I made my own mountain.
Oh, yes, you did.
Off Mountain is different than Shut Up Mountain.
But it's probably the same mountain range.
Hers is S the F Off Mountain. Yours was just F Off Mountain.
Someone said that Cher was saying that line
she
somewhere.
She said that on Good Morning America. She dropped an F-bomb 2 days ago. Okay. She's promoting her new book.
Yeah.
Was it for Moonlighting or?
What?
That comeback, The Five and Dime, Jimmy Dean, I don't.
Moonlighting? She wasn't in Moonlighting.
Not, what do you call it? Moonstruck. You know what I mean. Hang on, I'm getting to Matt Gaetz.
Sybil Shepherd.
Yeah.
Matt, Rapey McForehead said yesterday, while the momentum was strong.
No.
Yes, it was. Just toward the cliff for you. It's clear my confirmation was literally becoming a distraction to the critical work of the Trump Vance transition, which is getting other rapists confirmed instead of him. So they're on to the next. Can I just say about Pete Hegseth, Jody, does it take a woman or to go, you don't go to a hospital and get a rape kit administered if you haven't been raped?
No.
What woman would do that?
You wouldn't. You wouldn't. You wouldn't.
Okay. Where was I?
Because you don't want to go through that.
Yeah. Thank you. I mean, it's just common sense. It's, okay. All right. So where am I? Oh, on to the next horrible pick. Pam Bondi, who's equally as corrupt.
But qualified.
But she's qualified.
But a hot blonde. She's qualified to be a corrupt crook is what she's qualified. She's an election denier. She took a bribe to not prosecute Trump University, and she let Epstein slide. She is as crooky as the rest of them.
But she's run a major
attorney general. I don't want your both sides bolt. Listen, Morning Joe, both sides do it bolt here.
She's going to get confirmed.
She also wants to weaponize the DOJ.
Yeah, of course she does. Of course she does. Can I just say, this is fairly epic, even for the television business. Morning Joe's ratings have dropped like 40, 50, I can't remember in some demo, 60% since Monday.
Yeah.
What did I say Monday morning I came out here? I do not know what, and then Mika did some podcast to try to
complain about it.
Like, oh, we're scared, you know, people are scared. Yes, a lot of us are scared. Mark Elias tweeted about it. He said, it's what you do when you're scared. It's not, I mean, they just can't spin this. The people have just like.
They've made me move over to Casey Hunt at CNN, and I can't stand Casey Hunt.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I flipped to I'm their core demographic. I'm not at all surprised. I don't know what they were thinking.
They weren't.
That this was going to somehow.
Even Don Jr. is making fun of them.
Oh, my God. Of course. Don Jr. is mocking them. Get everyone from Nikki Haley to Megyn Kelly to Fox News. Like, you didn't see this coming? That's what I think someone said that Mika said she was surprised. Really?
Really?
You've been calling him Hitler up to 3 days ago. And you go to, I mean. Yeah, Trump Jr. said he was asked, why did your father take the meeting? Like, why throw Joe and Mika a lifeline? Don Jr. said, I think my father always wants to hear from all sides.
No.
What?
No.
When did that
No.
And we've always been at war with East Asia, I'm going to guess. By the way, is nobody reporting on the fact that he clearly was spreading coke on his gums on
the
camera?
The other day, yeah.
He went in his pocket. He was doing this. Okay. I guess that's not we're not going to report on gummies.
Maybe there was some parsley in his teeth.
No.
Somebody tweeted, if there was an investigative journalist worth out there, we would know who Don Jr.'s coke dealer is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get going. Come on. Okay. Let's see. Somebody said, Don Cokie said, I think MSNBC deserves to go the way of the dinosaur, as they've proven that these are not impartial people. They're not speaking news. They're purely propagandists. Did he say
that's
this
funny.
On Fox News?
That's funny.
Did he say that on Fox
he
News?
Did.
Okay. I think it was noble of him.
I just think I'm going to burst.
Is that, do you think the only time Donald Trump's ever been called noble by anybody for any, okay. He said, it's good to see. Hang on, I'm just going to hypnotize myself. It's good to see at least one person magnanimous in all this.
What?
After
Donald Trump, noble and magnanimous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's known.
You know
for that.
How we've always said that.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
After this, not last 9 years of constant, you know, barrage of attacks. Oh, I see. Well, thank God, Donald Trump has never engaged in a barrage of attacks of any kind. He's been always noble and magnanimous.
I just think I'm gonna barf.
Okay, Chris, you said it yesterday.
Am I in trouble?
No. Just we were talking. You know, as a high-powered radio executive, high-powered media executive, Chris Lavoie, as you're referred to.
Yeah, with a backwards baseball hat because I need a haircut and I can't.
I'm just trying to not make people feel bad about themselves. Okay. That you're a man of the people.
Oh, God.
No, but it's just, you know how this works. They're the anchor. They're the morning show, like we are. They're dragging down the whole network.
Yes, they are.
I mean.
Well,
what's that
reporting that I was seeing this morning, that Rachel Maddow is taking a major pay cut?
Yes, we may have to do a fund drive.
Can I have whatever she's not
taking,
getting?
Yeah. She's taking $25 million. Can I just say I will work one night for way less, MSNBC? Like, I'd do it for $20 million. Yeah, she's taking $25 million instead of $30 million. Pardon?
I'd do it for $100,000. What are you talking about?
I would, too.
I would do it. You don't even have to hit six figures for us. We'd still be doing better. And by the way, there's, first of all, because I know that's what we're saying, is like this is the worst possible timing because Comcast is selling them.
Yep.
And as you were saying, Chris, like, you want them to not go liberal now? Like, that'll be another huge gift, Joe and Mika, that you blow up the brand to
right.
the degree now
then
that
then MSNBC
you have to
really
have,
starts from zero.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You have to have a strong liberal counterpoint out there. And it is not the same as Fox News. It is not propaganda.
Right.
It, of course, has a point of view. But Rachel Maddow doesn't lie. They correct things if they get things wrong.
But just from a business standpoint.
Yeah.
They have spent years and years and years and years building up this loyal
this
audience.
And
now they're completely blowing it up.
Yeah. Well, and I got to say, she did this contract for the next 5 years. So that tells me they're not going to, you know, that they're obviously going
to
keep MSNBC. But I'm telling you, they should make changes. I mean,
people
scream about the same people. Thank God Andrea Mitchell is... You know,
retiring.
Why don't they look at like what we kept saying? Like Lawrence O'Donnell was the only one whose ratings went up because he wasn't beating up on Joe Biden and trying to push him out of the race. Like it's just they have such great talent there. Rachel, obviously, Joy, Nicole Wallace. And they were saying this story is saying that tent poles, along with Maddow, MSNBC relies on. Three other personalities to keep Nicole Wallace, and then they said Morning Joe. And I'm telling you, you can't have a morning show that is dragging down the entire. You know, Chris, I'm saying there's still time to correct your egregious error of 15 years ago and put the Stephanie Miller Show in where Morning Joe was. And we will do it for a shiny penny.
I mean,
all right, a little bit more. But
maybe approaching six figures would help.
Yeah, that'd help. Just could we have gas money? It's not. It's New York now.
Yeah.
It's not New York. You know what? They'll probably have to go back to Secaucus now.
Yeah.
Because they won't be NBC News, so we won't even get 30 Rock. We'll have to go back to that same parking lot in Secaucus where we started, Chris.
Uh-huh. Here's a parking lot in Secaucus and a Metro card. Good luck.
That's just our luck. You get out of the basement. Welcome to Secaucus. Secaucus? Wait a minute. I thought we 30 Rock. Wait, no? Okay.
And not even like downtown Secaucus. It was like
right off the what is it called? It's not a freeway. It was a
turnpike. New Jersey turnpike.
Oh, the turnpike.
There's a major road that like cut us off from the rest of civilization.
Yes. Viewers can still expect to see plenty of Maddow. Good. One executive called her ratings Viagra. I've been called that too. It's weird that the lesbians are all the erectile dysfunctional medicine.
And she's good for.
Maybe our ads. Remember our ads used to be making men rise in the morning.
Yeah.
Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you didn't choose that.
I did not choose that.
And Rachel is a tent pole one day a week.
Right.
Yeah. No, I know. I mean, well, she's going to be on, I guess, a lot more.
Yeah, they're going to start
breaking news
and
blah blah blah.
Okay.
But
so.
This is extraordinary. Ratings have dropped 40% across the entire network. They're saying execs are counting on viewers to come back the way they did in 2016 once Trump's administration gets underway. Not with apologists like Joe and Mika, sorry. But, you know, with people that are going to fight. I mean, there's so many people have written pieces
about it because I think it's a larger. Our friend Jeff Tiedrich, I'll read a little bit of the reaction. Because you know, Chris, like I had Joe and Mika on.
Sure.
They've obviously, I thought, been speaking truth and been with us in a good fight for the last few years, but it just.
They were just in it for ratings. That's all.
Except this is the exact opposite of what they need to get ratings.
It was a dumb choice.
Right. Well, I mean, I mean, for the past 4 or 8 years, they've just been in it for the ratings.
Right. I got over my... Jody would never get over Mad. She's a middle child. She's a Capricorn. She's Irish.
Yeah.
I got over my 2016 Mad about Jordan Mika. Now I'm back to... Now I'm re-angry. Now I'm done.
Well, when we were at MSNBC, he was still considered right-wing with Scarborough Country.
Yeah, well, he obviously is. Yeah, so, I mean, and
his ratings weren't good.
Well, no, his ratings were actually not that bad.
No, his evening show got canceled because his ratings were so bad.
Yeah.
So they gave him the morning show instead
of... That makes total business sense.
Well, they had to pay him out, probably.
Yes, remember, Dan Abrams told us that. He said they have to pay off his contract no matter what. So we're going to try him in the morning.
It's like Drew Carey's last season. He had to be paid or they would...
How does this work? You have an hour show that bombs in the ratings and gets canceled, and then they give you 3 hours of primetime in the morning? That'll teach them. I'm on a mood this morning.
You are.
All right.
You need a weekend.
Yes, I do. It's, I was telling Jody, it's like back to COVID for me. I'm alone like all the time.
Yeah, you have your Major Taylor bike crew.
Yes, that's true. I have a bike ride and a brunch tomorrow. I'm going to see my friends today.
Oh.
Honey, Glide. Okay, 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of
God,
the...
God, you're so sad.
This portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. This is why my calm is courtesy of CB Distillery. You having trouble sleeping? Do you have pain after physical activity? Do you need a little bit of chill? You're going to need this for 4 years. I tell you what, I would stock up. CBDistillery.com. It is the source we trust. Formulations made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, no fluffers. Pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. Studies have just shown amazing results, right, for people saying they sleep better, less pain after physical activity. I can testify to that. CBDistillery.com, with 2 million listeners, 100% money-back guarantee, the source we trust, and we got 20% off to get you started. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. CBDistillery.com.
I'll say this about Stephanie's show. She's as harmless as a kitten.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is very exciting for me because I'm a giant health nerd. To welcome Tina Anderson, yay! From Just Thrive. Hang on, I need my rock star cheers. Oh no, I'm missing them now. Ah, Tina, welcome. Thank you so much for. I am a health nerd. I'm a complete health nut. I love everything you're doing.
We're like delivering life-saving medications and helping people. But after being in that industry for a while, we started to see a lot of the abuses in the industry, you know, started to see the overprescribing of medications, starting to see, you know, where people were, the pharmaceutical industry is focusing on symptom treatment rather than getting to the root cause of issues. And it wasn't really the way we led our lives as it was. We have 3 children. We always kind of gravitated to more natural solutions and getting to the root cause of an issue rather than focusing on just treating symptoms. And so through, you know, being at the right place at the right time, surrounding ourselves with some really, really smart people, we were actually able to license these very specific strains of probiotics from London University. We dove into gut health research. The Human Microbiome Project had recently been launched by the National Institutes of Health, told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. We knew this was an area that was going to impact lives, and we dove right into it. And so from there, Just Thrive was born, and it's been by far the most gratifying career journey I have ever been on.
For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's like getting a month for free. And it's only because I know Tina, and I'm name-dropping her. She's a helper like I am. It is justthrivehealth.com, promo code Stephanie. Tina, what a thrill to meet you, and just so, you know, passionate about what you're passionate about, as I said. So thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Stephanie. It's so fun being here.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about a couple of things to keep in mind when you're between jobs or when money is scarce. Number one is a reminder that most of us are already tracking. As best you can, only use credit in emergencies. You know, like a medical emergency or when your only car breaks down. Try your best not to use them for everyday type expenses. That could cost you a lot more over time. Now, number two, if you know you're going to have a hard time paying your creditors, talk to them right away. You know, have those conversations before you fall behind on your bills. They might accept a partial payment. They might be willing to work out some other arrangement with you while you're in a tough spot. And yeah, nobody likes having those conversations, but it's better than the stress of avoiding creditors later. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Welcome morning, Joe viewers. Nice to see you again. By the way, on the Trump is not the great and powerful Oz. It was saying, not only did he say, Rick Scott, that's my man. They were like, no. Matt Gaetz, that's the guy. They were like, that's right. This is only 2 weeks ago, the election. Two and a half, whatever. And what was I just thinking? What's the other one? Oh, did you hear him? Like 2 days ago, he's like, no recess appointments, judicial appointments. It's like, what? You're not president.
Shut the f- up, Donnie.
Right? Oh, yeah, he's trying to. He wants the Senate to not choose.
He's like, who do you really? Yeah. No judicial appointments. I'm like, you. Just wait, Mango Mussolini. You're not even in yet. Okay. Okay. Yeah, this was. I was mentioning Mika on the Daily Beast podcast. She said people are really scared. It's one of the reasons we went there. People are really scared about Trump's comments about political adversaries. By the way, don't they look even worse that apparently their main fear was that Matt Gaetz was going to prosecute Joe about the intern or whatever? It's like everybody that is like obeys preemptively is going to look like an idiot. Because do not be scared. Do not let these bullies scare you. Mark Elias said it's okay to be scared. It's what you do that matters. Anticipatory obedience is not the answer, and it only shows weakness to a man who thrives off exploiting it, which he did, of course, in you know, record time. Let's go to Tanya in Ohio. Hey, Tanya.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
I think I'm gonna be on a Chris train today.
What's up?
She's on the Chris train today.
Okay,
because what it is that they never wanted Gaetz. Right. They wanted to get out of Congress because of what's going through. I think that we're getting too happy. They always want
to. I'm gonna seize every moment of joy, and you will not take it from me, lady.
I will
take any small victory.
Okay, but Tulsi's not going to make it. I read Project 2025. They got a plan for us. And what it is that we are falling for me, the hokey doke. We got to wait. This is what's going to come in January. I'm waiting for January. I'm not going to let this chaos a run was, I don't even listen to anything anymore but you.
All right. Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's a wise choice.
That's all that matters.
I'm going to have plenty of gastrointestinal. I can't even hold it in until January. My gastrointestinal distress. We shall talk to Glenn Kirshner next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. An update now on that bizarre story about a Wisconsin kayaker police say faked his own death. Well, now law enforcement is in this weird position where they're practically begging him to come home to his family. Authorities say 45-year-old Ryan Borgwar of Watertown staged a scene with his kayak at Green Lake back in August to make it look like he had drowned. Officials searched for him for 6 weeks. Green Lake County Sheriff Mark Podal.
He didn't expect us to go more than 2 weeks in searching for him. Well, I hate to tell you, he picked the wrong sheriff in the wrong department.
Then they learned his passport had been checked in Canada just a day or two after he disappeared. He had bought a new life insurance policy earlier this year and had a relationship with a woman in Uzbekistan. Now the sheriff says they've spoken with him. He's sent them a video to prove he's alive and okay. They believe he's somewhere in Eastern Europe. They just haven't figured out where. But he also told authorities about how he staged the scene and escaped. He researched the deepest lake in the state, found out it's Green Lake. He hid an e-bike nearby and then took a kid-sized inflatable boat into the middle of the lake to leave his kayak and dropped his phone into the water. He got back to shore on that kiddie raft. He hopped on the e-bike, got to Madison, took a bus to Detroit, and then went through the Canadian border. The sheriff said now their main focus is trying to convince him to come home. He even got choked up during the press conference.
Christmas is coming. And what better gift he could give his kids is to be there for Christmas with him.
Through all these conversations with Borgwart, the sheriff says they still don't really have a clear answer of why he did this. He would likely face charges if he came home. The sheriff said he could be charged with obstruction of justice and could be ordered to pay back the $40,000 to $50,000 spent searching for him. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cloudy today with a high right around 44 this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, 31. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy. 43 for a high on Sunday. Mostly cloudy and a bit warmer with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
This is Chad Spade. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Max Inc. Radio.
This is Paige Kleber. The 11-year-old will be live in studio playing songs from her new album. I'm Terry Barr.
Saturday and Sunday night starting at 6.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome independent filmmaker Cole Sheldon. And it is a bar band Friday night, so that means our friend Terry Barr will drop by with new music and really fun chat. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Pam Bondi was one of the election deniers out there very early on in Pennsylvania making claims of fake ballots. So if she is going to be the Attorney General, what does that mean in terms of how Donald Trump and the Justice Department treat all of those people convicted of assaulting police officers on January 6th? Is she going to continue as Attorney General pushing out the big lie? These are questions that she's going to have to answer during her confirmation hearings. But you're right, those that have been loyal to him, those that have been willing to essentially present his false defenses and his fake claims, have been now elevated to the top ranks, or if he has his way, will be elevated to the top ranks of our justice system.
Soon to be Senator Adam Schiff,
yep.
Star of stage screen, and of course, sexy liberal, only a couple weeks ago. Well, and I tweeted yesterday, remember? We were 20 years younger and happier. Remember it was 2 weeks ago?
It was still a good show that you can still get.
You can still get all of that joy and energy that's going to have to carry us through the next 4 years. Yeah. By the way, Mark Hamill was there, and we were interviewing Malcolm Nance yesterday.
Yes.
And his phone went out, and he started to sound like R2-D2.
Yeah.
And Mark Hamill tweeted, for the record, Malcolm Nance is far smarter than me and R2-D2 combined.
Oh.
The Force is still with us. Hi, Mark. We cannot lose. And look who else is here. We're still with us. Thank Justice God. Warrior.
Attorney.
Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner.
Glenn Kirshner.
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again. MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephen Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed
Glenn Kirshner.
So blue.
We got the Glenn Kirshner now, and I feel okay.
Oh. Good morning, Glenn Kirshner. I wore my justice shirt for you because, in honor of your tweet, fine American that you are, you said Matt Gaetz is out. Now we brace to see who Trump next names a possible attorney general. But to be clear, this is the second loss for Trump after Rick Scott, Trump's pick for Senate Majority Leader, was rejected by Senate Republicans. Thank you. I will take every win we can get, Glenn, and this is why we should not feel powerless, right?
No. No, and I continue to try to highlight what I call the points of light. Now, there's lots of darkness, and there's more darkness to come. But, Steph, there